Okay, pocket. Okay, yeah, I got it. Alright, so Omagana Tumidanda Sha Gananjana Shlakaya Chakshur and Meditam Yena Shigurvena Maha. I am offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual masters, Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who so kindly opened my eyes with a torchlight of knowledge while I was blinded in the darkness of ignorance. So today, I'm very honored to be here, of course, with all these exalted Vaishnavas who were tolerating me throughout the years. So today I want to speak about something that's been in my mind quite a bit. It's a topic called unity and diversity, which Srila Prabhupada touched upon. And also it's connected with something called love and cooperation. Both things are very much connected. So the first point I want to make is that when we hear about cooperation, we often think that we should, you know, just be nice to everybody and externally, yes, work together. But it involves much more than that. In other words, we generally think that cooperation is an external affair. You know, just that whatever the GBC says we'll do or we won't do. But in any case, it's not that. Cooperation is something that's internal, just like devotional service. Many times we think that we have done our sadhana or our bhakti because we rose early, chanted our rounds. But were we conscious when we were doing those particular activities is my question. Of course, there's a typical joke they have in ISKCON is that wake me up when my rounds are done. Or Prabhupada one time, he was sort of like sarcastically showing what inattentive devotional services. He was chanting his japa, and he moved down his last counter bead, and he said, now I'm finished, I can do any damn thing. So how often are we doing our service unconsciously? In other words, ritualistically. And of course we know according to the Upadeshamrita, that is one of the causes of deviation from Krishna consciousness. Achahara, prayasa, shapa, japa, nimagraha. Nimagraha, doing devotional service without internally doing devotional service. So cooperation is something like that too, that we often cooperate, you know, resentfully, and not really imbibing the mood that Srila Prabhupada wanted us to have. And a big challenge in that regard is this unity and diversity. Because as we grow, or our movement grows, or as we get older, as the case may be, we discover people have divergent viewpoints, not just on the different services. I mean, obviously, that was touched upon by His Holiness Nitya Krishna Maharaj. We have many different services, restaurants, temples, Harinam parties, farm communities, which we really haven't developed yet too well in the Western world. So we have all these different services, but there's more than that. There's different outlooks on how to understand Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada's position. Something that's called, to use a fancy word, hermeneutics. And there's different viewpoints on like how to present Krishna consciousness according to time, place, and circumstance. And then like any society, for lack of better word or words, we have our conservatives and our liberals, right? And we have our, ultra-conservatives. We have our ultra-liberals. And so, wow. It's all over the spectrum. I'm not going to compare it to politicians because, anyway, I'm not going to talk about politicians nowadays. But in any case, it's all over the place. So, what do we do? And I would say we should take it down to the to the point that everybody is trying to please everybody who is connected to Prabhupada, who loves Prabhupada, is trying to please Prabhupada and spread his mission in their own way. And so somehow or other, we have to develop this mood, this appreciation, that yes, I don't agree with what you're doing, I don't agree with your interpretation even of a particular verse in the Bhagavatam, but your intention, your desire is to please Srila Prabhupada. And that's what I mean by love and trust. And Prabhupada commented on this. I wanted to read just one quote. I'm not going to read a lot of quotes from Prabhupada when he was commenting on the famous verse in the Shikshastika, Charnadapi Sunichina Tarola Ivasavishana Malina Manadena Kirtiniyasadari, which really is such an essential verse to become more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all sense of false prestige. And that's also an internal thing. You really have to have love to be able to do that. And our movement is a movement of love. It's not a movement of rules and regulations. We have rules and regulations. But the whole purpose of the rules and regulations is to develop that love for Krishna, for our spiritual master, and in fact, all living entities, as the this Upanishad says, what is it? Yastu sarvani bhutani atmane bhanupashati sarvabhuteshu chatmanam tatovar nadigagupshate. The one who loves Krishna loves everyone. So, and of course the Bhagavatam states, dukpariyad yadi vritim shamayi vikapalam. If you're not developing that, even if you're doing everything else right, you're wasting your time. Or in other words, spinning your wheels, to use a Western expression. So Srila Prabhupada, in commenting on this particular verse in the Shikshastika, says, this is extremely important purport. Material nature means dissension and disagreement, especially in this Kali Yuga. But for this Krishna consciousness movement, its success will depend on agreement, even though there are varieties of engagements. In the material world, there are varieties, but there is no agreement. In the spiritual world, there are varieties, but there is agreement. That is the difference. Excuse me. The materialist, without being able to understand or adjust the varieties and the disagreements, makes everything zero. They cannot come into agreement with varieties. But if we keep Krishna in the center, then there will be agreement in varieties. And I'm going to add and keep Prabhupada's pleasure in the center. There'll be agreement in varieties. This is called unity in diversity. I am therefore suggesting, and this suggestion has not been taken up yet in the Hare Krishna movement, that all of our men meet in Mayapur every year during the birth anniversary of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with all the GBC and senior men present. We should discuss how to make unity and diversity. A very important instruction from Srila Prabhupada. But if we fight on account of diversity, then it is simply the material platform. Please try to maintain the philosophy of unity and diversity that will make our movement successful. One section of men has already gone out, and therefore we must be very careful to maintain unity and diversity, and remember the story in Aesop's fables of the father of many children with a bundle of sticks. When the father asked his children to break the bundle of sticks wrapped in a bag, none of them could do it. But when they removed the sticks from the bag and tried one by one, the sticks were easily broken. So this is the strength in unity. But if we are all bunched up, we can never be broken. But when divided, we can become broken very easily. That's a letter to Kirtananda in 1973. So, there's other letters here which I'm not going to read. So to have this sort of unity and diversity is a real challenge. Because normally, especially as you progress in spiritual life or you learn the philosophy nicely, you tend to become a little proud. And then you tend to see things in terms of categories. In other words, you tend to designate people or give people labels and don't see people as labels anymore. This is one of the problems not only in the Krishna Conscious Movement, but I think in every religious society. There have been studies In fact, that in religions, or organized religions, I'm not sure if we're organized, but anyway, but in organized religions, forgive me, is this, are we online? We're online? I'm in trouble now. So in organized religions, that 80% of the people in organized religions are less compassionate than people in general. That is amazing. Thank you. Amazing statistic. Because we tend to see in categories. Especially having such a nice philosophy, we tend to see in categories and we tend to designate each other. Oh, he's fallen, he's a rascal, he's a deviant. Like so many labels we have for each other. So the solution is given by Srila Prabhupada. How to have this unity and diversity and love each other and see beyond the categories. And that solution is very simply stated in the Upadeshamrita by Srila Prabhupada. In verse 4, it talks about the different loving exchanges, which I think most of you are familiar with. The dati pratigranati guya melkyati prachiti punkte bojite chaiva. That's revealing the mind. I'm not doing it in order, but revealing the mind in confidence, hearing from others, giving prasadam, giving gifts, accepting prasadam, etc. So we engage with each other on a personal level. I'm not talking about the internet here. The internet is something that's capable of destroying our Krishna consciousness movement. Because most communication, of those of you who study communication know, like 92% is our body language and tone of voice. Very little is the words. And I see the internet is causing so much dissension in our movement today. Like recently we had a very interesting meeting in the GBC where people were criticizing one particular individual, and we met together, and guess what? It was basically a kumbaya moment. Because most of you don't know what that means. That means love and trust. Because we met together. We took prasadam together. We sat together. And someone who people were previously criticizing became their buddy. Wow. So it's a simple solution. Accept Srila Prabhupada's direction in this regard. And that's the direction, of course, that Srila Rupa Goswami has given us. You know, sit down, appreciate each other. Give gifts to each other. Take prasadam with each other. Glorify Prabhupada with each other. I mean, we're a family. Prabhupada said that there's an ISKCON in the spiritual world. And we're all going to be together forever. So if we can't get along with each other now, what are we going to do in the spiritual world? I mean, we're going to start fighting with each other on the internet in the spiritual world? I don't think so. So Prabhupada said only one person's not going to the spiritual world. Mr. Nair. So, I think by Prabhupada's mercy, eventually he will go to the spiritual world, even though Prabhupada said that. So let's take Prabhupada's words very seriously in the Upadeshamrita. And Prabhupada said our movement increases or expands by these six loving exchanges and stays together. Our movement is one of love. So, thank you very much. All glories to His Divine Grace. A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ji Jai.